Hello, communitarians. Rebecca Mesritz here with the Inside Community Podcast. I'm so excited to announce that we are gearing up to launch season 2 of the show, and it's gonna be a good one. I've got a little surprise for you in this trailer, so please stay with me till the end. If you've been following along with the show, then you know that our first season was really an introduction to the different ideas and topics related to living in community. We covered the basics, from visioning and acquiring land and working out the finances to how to prepare for community life, governance models, and conflict resolution. We had over 22,000 listens, and the coolest part is that more than a third of you liked the show so much that you shared it with a friend. Now, I know how much I have to like something in order to share it, so thank you, thank you, thank you for your support in that. Inside Community Podcast is all about the beautiful and messy realities of living inside community. In season 2, I'm really going to get into some of the messiness and the nitty-gritty of community and bring you lots of strategies and tips for dealing with inevitable adversity. We're going to get raw and get real and have some fun while we're at it. Some of the topics we're going to cover include sex and intimacy in community, how to navigate inclusivity, raising children together, aging and how to hold people in that process, and even being with death and dying. We're going to look at challenges at a variety of stages of community building with experts like architect Brian Bowen of Caddis Design Collaborative, who will walk us through how to actually plan and design your village, and my dear friend Dr. Jessica Plantsit-Schinners of Fierce Grace Consulting, who's going to teach us about organization and time management and how to stay out of burnout. It's going to be a rich and rewarding journey, and I hope that you join me every step of the way. If you haven't had a chance to listen to all of last season, I highly recommend checking it out. And you can even re-listen to episodes. I often find that when I re-listen to an older episode, there will be some nugget that didn't quite land the first time that feels really pertinent to right now. And if you find one that you really love, please take a moment to share, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so we can bring our message to more people. As you know, all of our podcasts are available for you to listen to for free anywhere that you stream. And we want to ensure that we can continue to deliver the intriguing and inspiring and uplifting conversations that you've come to love. In order for us to do that, we really need your support. We have a fundraising campaign that we are starting right now with a goal of just $5,000, and I would be so, so grateful for you to help us meet that goal. Your money supports the time and energy required to get the podcast made, it funds the technology, and it even helps us to make the show more accessible by allowing us to provide transcripts of our recordings. So whether you can give $5 or $50 or $500, every contribution makes a huge difference to keep us going. As a little thank you, we've even had some really sweet stickers made that you can slap on your water bottle or laptop and show your support for Inside Community. Donate now and get your sticker at ic.org/podcast. I'll have a link in the notes, of course, and please give whatever you can, and thank you so much. Okay, I told you that I had a surprise for you, and here it is. My friend Dave Buddha, whose music you can find at davebuddha.com, made a little song for us and for the fundraiser. It's pretty awesome.
Who left the dishes in the shared kitchen sink? Who helps out Johnny when he's had too much to drink? How do we find a way for everyone to agree? That's Inside Community. It's a podcast, y'all. Inside Community. It's a show. But making shows ain't free. So we're asking for your money. Won't you help Inside Community?
Thanks, Dave, and thank you to everyone for helping us reach our goal. If you are a more visual person, you can follow me on Instagram at Inside Community Podcast for more behind the scenes pictures and videos of what it's really like to live inside community. I would love to hear from you there, and please feel free to tag me anytime with pictures of your community and what it's looking like for you as you explore this world. We are also running a survey for the podcast and would love to hear your thoughts on the show and about where you are on your community journey. A link to that is also on the show page, ic.org/podcast. Well, that's about it, everyone. I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for all of your love and support for the show and for the work that we're doing. Whether you live in a co-housing, an eco-village, co-living, an intentional community, or you're still seeking your community to build or join, I hope that you feel like the Inside Community Podcast is your community. This show and our sponsor, the Foundation for Intentional Community, are here for you and your cooperative culture journey. We want to see you succeed, find joy and connection, because I believe that life is better inside community.